Now, we're searching for appropriate words, but I suppose thugs will cover it. No other broadcastable way to describe the sort of person. Absolute thug, number of thugs, breaking into an elderly woman's home up in Derry. Stole her wedding and engagement rings. 74-year-old Jean McMorris also had her late husband's wedding ring taken. And pages were torn out of her Bible and scattered around the room. So what sort of people do this? What sort of people? Well, we know what they leave behind. They leave behind people who are distraught, who are upset, who are affected really for the rest of their lives. I want to speak to Neri McMorris, who is Jean's daughter. Neri, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well. How is your mum this morning?
She's absolutely traumatised by the experience. She's just so nervous. She just feels shaky and you know, she just kind of get it out of her head. You know, she's just traumatised by the experience.
She was out of the home, out of the house when this happened.
Yeah, me and her left the house and we went to visit people. And I got a phone call to say my house was broken into. And I returned to my home and we got the police out. But my dog actually distracted them and put them back out of the house. And it was only, I went back to the visitor's house after I dealt with the police. And it was only when we returned later on that we realised that my mother's house had actually been broken into as well. And her house must have been just broken into before mine. So it was just devastating. They actually got into her house and they ransacked it.
So the people who did this would have known that both you and your mum were away as they targeted the two properties.
Yeah, we feel as if they were probably watching us leaving the house. So I wasn't away from the house 10, 15 minutes. Day I got the phone call to come back. My son was actually in the house at the time. And so they must have watched my mother leaving the house about 10, 15 minutes before that to come to my house. So the two of us live in their one row, you see. So they must have been watching us leave the house.
So you arrive back then to the house being ransacked. And for your mum to come through the door and to see that, heartbreaking is an understatement.
Heartbreaking. The first thing we were faced with, her door wasn't closed, you know, it wasn't able to be closed. We went in and first thing we saw was her Bible scattered and all her wee booklets, no religious booklets, they were thrown all over the living room. Her Bible was ripped, so that was the first experience that she had to deal with. And then we realised then her handbag and stuff was lifted and they stole all her money out of her purse. And they went through every single room in the house, and they stole all gold jewellery, you know. So my mother's been married 54 years. My father died 35 years ago. So it was really old, sentimental jewellery that they took, and she's just devastated. You can't replace that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And when you mentioned that the door, you weren't able to close the door, they had damaged the door. Is that the point you're making?
Yeah, they actually put some kind of like screwdriver or nail bar or something in and broke all the lock points on the PVC door. So like they knew what they were doing and they busted it so bad that my mother's door wouldn't even close. We had to secure it. We would over the weekend until we got it repaired there on Monday.
And the items of special sentimental value that were taken, you would hope that someone who's out there, who's aware of things being sold on the black market, might come forward and report suspicious activity to the police. These rings, the engagement ring and the wedding rings, they'd be very special to Mum.
Absolutely. You know, as I say, my father died 35 years ago. It's the only thing that she has left, you know, of reminders and keepsakes of her marriage to my father, you know, so they're really, really important. They can keep the money. They can keep the other gold jewellery that they took. Just please return the engagement rings and both wedding rings. It's the only thing she's left, you know, of my father as a keepsake. So they're really, really important here.
Burglars. Time and again we hear on this programme how they get away with what they do and how they don't go to prison for what they do. Would you like to see stern action taken against these people through the courts?
Definitely. Do you know, there needs to be sterner action against these people as a deterrent for to do this. Do you know, it's not just the things that they take. It's the physical and the emotional damage they do to people. You know, my mother's traumatized. She might never, ever get over this experience. Do you know, and her life's ruined. You know, they'll get a couple of pounds or whatever they get for the bits of jewellery and the bit of cash that they have. Do you know what I mean? It might get them no something extra for Christmas, you know, but my mother would be living with us for Christmases in the future. Do you know what I mean? And her life will never be the same again. Do you know? So somebody needs to be... First of all, we need to have good, swift police action to catch these perpetrators, and we also need good, swift, stern action in the courts to put them away and basically teach them a lesson.
Yeah, but how do we get the message across to the social worker, the local representative, the initiative driver? I'm trying to paint a picture here of these people who will come forward from groups and organisations who will say that, oh, but this young fella who broke in or young woman who broke in, you know, I don't want to be too flippant about it, but they didn't get enough ice cream when they were a child. They'll come up with some reason as to why it's understandable that someone breaks into your home and traumatises your mum. How do we get a message across to those people that society's had enough of that?
That doesn't cut with me. I mean, I didn't grow up with a lot of ice cream. I certainly didn't grow up in an affluent family. I mean, my mother had to work two jobs to try and raise us. As I say, my father died 35 years ago. My mother was left with seven children to raise on her own, the youngest being a year and 9 months. My mother didn't get it easy. She never had anything handed to her, and she certainly didn't go into anybody's property and lift their stuff. So that doesn't wash with me. I mean, there's help out there for people who are, do you know what I mean, who are low incomes or whatever. I'm not saying that they don't struggle, but we've certainly struggled as well, do you know, and that doesn't give them the right to take other people's property or things so that they can have a financial gain and to detriment somebody else, you know. So, you know, having a poor childhood doesn't wash with me, I'm sorry, but, you know, the social workers need to be mindful about the victims of these people, you know, and not be worrying about, you know, how bad of an upbringing they have had. You know, the people all over the city came up on poor upbringings, but not everybody goes onto somebody else's property to make it easy for themselves, you know. So, and I must say, you know, the elected representatives and all have been out with my mother and all, and they have been very supportive. And, you know, the PSNI have sent crime prevention out and stuff, you know. But, you know, she does need emotional support, you know what I mean? And bar medication from the doctor, we've had to get her to try and settle her. You know, she probably will need support to try and get over this. So, you know, I will be seeking that hopefully in the next couple of days to try and get her some support to get over the trauma of this.
Now, I'm just wondering too about the situation regarding where the reality is in life. And there will be people who feel that they just live a life of theft. They live a life of interrupting other people. They live a life of giving other people setbacks. That's just the way they exist. And they will shoplift, or they will pickpocket, or they will break into a car. And all of that is despicable. But there needs to be, in my opinion, I think you'll agree with me on this, there needs to be some message put across to individuals that breaking into a home, breaking into someone's house where they live, where they sleep, where they eat, where they bring up their family, that is an incredibly serious crime. And your mother is a living example of being traumatised and will forever have it in the back of her mind that she was violated in this way.
Totally right. Totally. I mean, she has been violated in the most serious, awful way. You know, and these people just have to realise it's not just a matter of, you know, us taking a few items or a bit of money. You know, they have violated my mother's safe haven. You know, that's where she felt safe. That's where she felt comfortable. Do you know, and they've taken that away from her. Every time my mother lifts her Bible now, she will not be getting strength from the words of the Bible. She'll be thinking of them monsters that broke into her house. they've taken so much away from her. You know, my mother has a great faith, and she knows that the Lord will provide and give her the strength to get over this. And the only solace that we have is these people have to answer to somebody greater than us. You know, and I hope and pray, you know, when they're standing in front of their maker, that they have the answers that they need to answer to somebody. Because, you know, there's no excuse for what they've done to my mother or any other vulnerable person out there. Do you know what I mean? And I would just try and get the message through to everybody. Lock their doors. Be vigilant. Anybody cold calling. Do you know, we just need to get the word out there that these people, they don't care whose house they enter. Do you know, there's no distinguishment between somebody old and vulnerable or somebody young or whatever. They don't care. They're just awful people, and money is their God and their possession. Do you know, they don't care. They don't care what they're doing to people's lives, and it is shocking, and it is totally appalling.
Naree, I can't argue with anything that you're saying. I really appreciate you coming on, and our thoughts are with your mum, and I hope she can build her confidence again.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Neri McMorris, whose mum has had her wedding jewellery stolen, her Bible ripped up while she was out visiting a friend. And I'd love to hear from people on the programme who do speak in favour of the burglar when he or she goes to court. I'd really like to have a proper, calm, reasonable, balanced conversation with you if you work in that sphere. If you stand up for these people, if you're the sort of person who they turn to whenever they're about to go to court, and you are the, I can't think of another word for it. Is it the social worker? You're from social services? You're from the community? You're the person who does the speaking on their behalf? Are you in the legal? Are you their legal representative? Whoever you happen to be, who gets these people off? I would like, I'd absolutely love to have a conversation with you. You can probably sense in my own way of carrying out the conversation with Neri there that it infuriates me, people breaking into other people's houses. I would love to hear from you if you are the sort of person who dilutes the impact of what that individual or those individuals have done to that woman's home, to her confidence, and indeed to her memory. Do give us a ring. It'd be a very balanced, reasoned conversation. The invitation has been issued because I want to get round the other side of the argument and your opinion on it. You, the person who stands up and defends these people, I would love to have a conversation, a polite and balanced chat. 90333105. Any chance of getting a call on it? Not a hope. However, if you've got the confidence to come on and tell us how you defend these people, 90333105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.